You're listening to Mags Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Broadcasting live and loud on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison, 101 FM, The Shaw, and AM 540 WAUK in Waukesha. Mags Inc. Radio is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three Madison locations, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Shop them online at igniteglassandgifts.com. It is time for Live in the Devil's Lair, live music on the radio, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Four locations in Madison, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street, Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's sales. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Johnny T-Bird and the MPs have been belting out a soulful mix of blues and originality since their inception in 2009, and the Milwaukee-based three-piece blues outfit has gone through changes and survived the pandemic. Already, four albums under their belt, Johnny T-Bird and the MPs are releasing a new album tomorrow night in Milwaukee at Lineman's. Here all the way from the Brew City to perform for us live in the Devil's Lair and tell us about the upcoming shows and new album, it's Johnny T-Bird. Johnny, welcome to the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies.
Thank you, Rocker. Thanks for having me.
Johnny, nice to see you, man. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Good to see you in the Mad City. For our listeners who may not be familiar, who is Johnny T-Bird? Tell us a little backstory about yourself.
That was something that came a little later in life because it wasn't something that I wasn't destined for when I was younger. It wasn't like, when I grow up, I want to be Johnny T-Bird, because that was just something that was given to me or something I earned, because that's what you have to do in life. You have to work hard or do something to make you earn something. And that was the case when I was in high school. And one of my teachers, who is named Bob Bathurst, and he was the one out of the blue, he was the one who first started calling me Johnny T-Bird. And I wasn't like I told him to call me anything. That was just all on him. And I never really got a chance to ask him why he decided to call me that. But I just liked it so much, so I just kept it and never bothered to ask him.
It seemed fitting. I mean, did he give you, like, this is why I'm calling you Johnny T-Bird?
No, he never said that.
Okay. Do you have a? Everybody's into conspiracy theories these days, Johnny. Do you have a conspiracy theory on this?
No, I don't.
Okay,
absolutely none. Well, let's see. Now, tell us about the band Johnny T-Bird and the MPs. Mm-hmm. What exactly are Marinated Puppets?
That was the name of a band that I was a part of while I was studying music at Milwaukee Area Technical College, and we just needed a name for this group, and that was just a crazy idea I had, because I meant to say marionette puppets, the puppets you control by working the strings above.
Marinette.
But marinated puppets, I thought, sounded better.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I was wondering, like, what kind of marinade?
Yeah, it would depend on the flavor of the marinade, I guess.
Yes, but that band, Marinated Puppets, that only lasted for two gigs. And I just decided to do something on my own with my name front and center. And someone told me to keep the Marinated Puppets thing going. So I decided to disguise it, abbreviate it by just saying MPs. So that's what it stands for.
The secret is out.
Yes.
Well, let's get to some live music with Johnny T-Bird here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Johnny, the first song you have for us tonight, it's called Come and Gone. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this song before you play.
That's one of the original songs that my band recorded 6 years ago off of one of our CDs, True Story, and it's a fun song to play, and I just thought of starting with that one.
All right, let's hear it right now. It's Johnny T-Bird live in the Devil's Lair on Mags Inc. Radio.
Thank you. centuries, quarter has come and gone. I'm just trying to figure out what it is that I have done wrong. But to forgive is one thing, but it's another to forget. But it's another to forget. My life used to be so predictable, but now I just don't know what to expect. Is it that I'm too weak, or am I too lazy? But whatever it is, you know it's driving me crazy.
Johnny T-Bird live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Thank you, Johnny. That was awesome, man.
Thank you.
Hey, if you want to call and ask Johnny a question, you can do that right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY.
Johnny, you have a new album coming out, and it's called Playtime. Tell us about your new album. Where was it recorded? Give us a little backstory.
Sure. So, the project for what later became the new album, Playtime, that started around January of this year, January 2022, when we started recording, and it took place at Jeff Hamilton's studio, Hamtone Audio, on Water Street in downtown Milwaukee. I'm assuming you've heard of him or that studio.
Oh, I know Jeff Hamilton. Yes, he's awesome.
Is that the place we delivered Maximum Make newspapers to in Milwaukee?
Close, but same. They're all friends. Good people.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's where we worked on the album at Jeff's studio. And yeah, it's finally out.
What was the recording process like when you head into the studio to record songs, Johnny? What is your mental state of mind? Where are you at? What is the mechanics involved in recording in the studio for you?
I'd have to be prepared in order to go into a studio, and luckily that happened for me because I've had enough original material for me to say, "Here I am, let's make an album." And The way I were to present a new song to my band is I would record myself as demos on my phone and just send it to my bandmates, and we'd go over privately, like rehearse it, and that's what we did before we stepped foot into Jeff Hamilton's studio.
Right.
Yeah, nice.
It just seems like there's a lot of pressure when I could imagine it going in to try to record music in a studio.
It's just like recording in a radio studio, Jimmy.
I can never talk on the air, man.
Playtime, it's being released tomorrow night, May 22nd at Lineman's in River West District in Milwaukee. Tell us about your new album, Playtime. We heard about it. Tell us about the show that you're having tomorrow night.
The CD release party, like you said, takes place tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, and one of our friends who helped contribute to the recordings of the album, who did play alto sax, but she's also a multi-instrumentalist. Her name is Julia Lewandowski. She's opening the show for us with her guitar and with her voice. So she'll be taking the stage for an hour before the band takes over.
Now, do you play Lineman's often?
No, it'll be our first time there.
That's
tomorrow.
That's your first time?
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's get back to live music with Johnny T-Bird in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is from your new album, Playtime, and it's called Grown Man Blues. Tell us about this song before you play tonight.
So the idea for what became now as Grown Man Blues, the inspiration of that song came to me just before we did go to the recording studio. The month before that, December of 2021, I was asked by Peter Just, owner of Shank Hall, to open for Sue Foley, who was coming into town on her tour because she played at Shank Hall, and I was lucky enough to have opened for her. And it was by watching her live and hearing some of the stuff she does on guitar that made me create the song, what is now called Grown Man Blues.
That's a great story. Love the inspiration by it. It's Johnny T-Bird live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
I learned how to crawl before I could walk. I learned how to bawl before I could talk. Now I'm a man. You're a woman who drives me wild. So tell me. Must you treat me like a child? My mother loved me, raised me to be a man. Why won't you love me? Take me as I am. I'm a grown man. You're a woman who drives me wild. Yes, you are. Tell me why must you treat me like a child? One of these days you wish you treated me better, because you never find another love as when we were together. I'm a grown man. You're a woman who drives me wild. Tell me why must you treat me like a child? better, because you'll never find another love as when we were together. I know the difference between what's right and wrong. I'm getting the sense that this won't last very long. I'm a grown man. You're a woman, drives me wild. So tell me why must you treat me like a child?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Johnny T-Bird live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies here on Devil Radio 92.7, 101 FM, The Shaw. That's in Waukesha, Johnny. And Waukesha is just a stone throws away from Milwaukee right there.
Yes.
So hopefully we get some listeners in Waukesha heading to your show tomorrow night.
Yeah, hopefully I'll see some familiar faces there tomorrow. I'd want them to come.
Hey, during the pandemic, you lost your drummer and friend Marcus M.G. Gibbons. Give the drummer some. Tell us about Marcus and the beginning of your band.
Yes. Marcus wasn't the original drummer for the band. He was actually the second main drummer for the band, because I was great friends with him since I met him while I used to work as a groundskeeper at Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. And he's always been playing with other musicians and other bands. And around the time I met him, he was in the band Tweed Funk. And that's where I met him. And I was like talking to him and said, we should jam out and do something together. And there was a time in 2013 where I needed a drummer for a certain gig, because my other drummer, the original drummer, couldn't make it. And that was when I started hiring Marcus M.G. Gibbons. And we just hit it off. And we've just been working together, playing with each other, and making music together on record and on stage. And it wasn't until 2020 that life threw a curveball at us, but not only because of the COVID-19 pandemic, but he unfortunately lost his life at such a young age on April 1st, 2020, due to a blood clot in the leg.
Wow. Let's keep giving the drummer some. Now, you have a new drummer. Her name is Jenna Kapitsky.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about getting her in the band. She must be on the new album, I'm assuming.
She is, yes. So, a little bit about Jenna Kapitsky. I first became aware of her around 2019 when I saw a Facebook Live video of her playing drums in a different band on one of the stages at Summerfest. And I wanted to find out more about her, because in the back of my mind, I was thinking I gotta have her in my band before I found out what was going to happen with Marcus. But it was around that time that we met, Jenna and I met, and around the time, because Marcus, I was still playing with him, and he was still in the band, but there are certain gigs that he would be unavailable for, and that would be when I would hire Jenna. And it was around 2020 or 2021 that we just wanted her as the main drummer for the band.
Wow. Well, we still got to give the bass player some. Now, you play with Cadillac Carter. Tell us about the bottom end of your band.
Cadillac Craig Carter, yes. I've known him pretty well, and it was, I think, 10 years ago that I started having him for the band. And it was around 6 years ago, 2016, that he became a permanent member of the band.
Nice. Has he played around with other people, or?
Yes, he has. I know he
kind of funky,
plays
kind of bluesy.
Yeah, I know he plays with other bands, and sometimes he can make a certain show that I'd be doing. But we'd always have a spot in the band for Cadillac Craig, and we're fortunate enough to still have him with us.
Cadillac Craig. Well, let's get back to live music with Johnny T-Bird here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you have for us tonight is called Quittin' Time.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about Quittin' Time. That's always the most fun time, isn't it?
Yep. So that song was based on a true story. So it was around November of last year that my last relationship ended, and that was how the song came about, and it was an easy process to write it. And it's actually my favorite songs that I wrote for this album.
All right, quitting time. This is Johnny T-Bird in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Johnny T. Bird. I was going to say Johnny T. Bird and the MPs, but this is Johnny T. Bird live in the Devil's Lair tonight. Hey, Johnny, why don't you take a break? We're going to pay some bills here.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll have some more live music from Johnny T. Bird. Again, if you want to join us, ask Johnny a question. Perhaps you're a fan. Maybe you're listening to us in Waukesha. You want some more
Feel free to ask me anything.
Yeah, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. That's the phone number right now. Live at the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Four locations in Madison, Monona, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, there's Sal's. Salvatore's Tomato Pies. We'll be right back.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is blues time right here in beautiful downtown.
Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people.
Devil Radio programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com. Solidarity Realty. There is an alternative.
Weekends are for music. Talking to the devil. With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM. Talking to the devil.
Welcome back. Max Inc. Radio, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore Sabato Pie. Johnny T-Bird is here. Next week, rocker, Nick Venturella. Am I saying that right?
Venturella. Nick Venturella.
Looking forward to that. That's next week, Memorial Day weekend. 844-967-2789 if you'd like to join us. Ask Johnny a question, rocker.
Johnny, I'll ask you a question.
Okay.
Well, you know, you have some big gigs coming up this summer. I see you're playing Summerfest, Waukesha Blues Fest, the Big Balls, Big Bull Falls.
Big Balls.
The Big Balls.
Big Bull Blues Fest.
Big Bull Falls in Wausau. Tell us about your fest, Summerfest. Where are you playing in Summerfest? That's July 7th at
yes,
noon.
Yes, Thursday, July 7th is when we'll be returning to Summerfest. And to those of you who are early birds, you better get there pretty early because we would be the first band that day at the generic power stage at noon. And we go on for about an hour, and then there would be another band after us. And after that, the third band would be Low Straitjackets.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty huge. Cool. That's a big band.
That's tough getting up early for that early show.
Yeah. We're used to it, so we don't mind.
Okay. Bloody Mary time.
Now, let's see. Waukesha Blues Fest, that's coming up Friday, August 12th.
Mm-hmm.
What time are you there?
I believe it's 2:30.
2:30? Is that in Heartland? Do you know where the Blues Fest is taking place?
Yes, because this would be our third time at the festival. It's at the Nagawiki Park off of 83, Highway 83.
Oh, that's perfect. That's where the toy store is with the barn with the smiley face. That's where you turn, right?
Oh, yep.
That's right. And then Friday, August 19th, it's the Big Bull Blues Fest up in Big Bull Falls in Wausau.
Yep.
And what time do you play there?
I believe it's 4:00. We actually have three sets because we're the intermission band because they have two stages for the Blues Fest, and we're the intermission band with their own side stage.
Oh, nice.
Playing in between the main acts.
Is this your first time playing at Big Bull?
Yes, it's our first time there.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's a lot of big festivals this summer. You're going to have a good time, I think.
Yes, I'll have a good time for sure.
Now, how do we find out more about Johnny T-Bird and the MPs and find your new album online?
The best way to do that is to go on our website, johnnytbird.com, because you can order the CD and you can also go to any of our shows like our CD release party tomorrow because we have the new album out, and you can buy it there or at any of our upcoming shows. And if anyone wants to know where we'll be playing next, because we do have a long list of upcoming shows this summer, you
there
can go on our website, johnnytbird.com,
and that's
and find the list there.
And that's J-O-N-N-Y, no H.
Right, there's no H.
Well, let's get back to live music with Johnny T-Bird in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is from your new album, Playtime, and it's called No Guarantee.
Yep.
Tell us about this song before you play.
So the idea for this song came about because I've been just messing around with this chord progression in the song that you'll all be hearing. I just couldn't find the words or lyrics to fit in what I was messing around with, and luckily, one of my songwriter friends, Jenny Abad Goodell from Maple Road Blues Band, and she's right, I'm left. We're good friends, and I asked her if she'd be interested in co-writing the song with me, and she did. And we just got together a few times, and she showed me the ideas from her lyrics, and I liked them. And then soon enough, I came up with my own lyrics, which were also used in the final version of the song. And Jenny, she was also kind enough to come into the studio and lay down her lead guitar tracks for it, because that's her on the recording of that song.
Nice.
Let's hear it right now. Is Johnny T-Bird live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
A stream flows to the river just when a day has come. It's gone far, it's begun. Another sunset out my window, another light switch turn. Look back to see what I've done. Sometimes I'm walking just to walk. I'm singing just to sing. To laughter, everyone is after what's unknown, no guarantee. A risk that can be taken. Might be a memory that's vanished and you'll never know. Sometimes I'm walking just to walk. I'm singing just to sing. No melody. These routine, these faces, these roads and places.
Johnny T-Bird live in the Devil's Lair, Devil Radio 92.7, 101 FM, The Shaw. Johnny, is that a duet? Do you, I forget the...
Wait, hold on just a minute, Jimmy. We're having an equipment change here.
Oh.
Because Johnny T-Bird is putting on, he's putting on a ukulele.
A ukulele?
Yes.
Oh, my God, I love the ukulele. So tell me about this ukulele. When did you start picking up the ukulele, and when did you add it to your set?
I've actually learned how to play ukulele, I think around the year 2015, and I owned a ukulele, not the same one that I have with me right now, because I tried it for a little bit, and I gave up on it, but it wasn't until last year, around October 2021, when I went to Hawaii for the first time on a trip, and it was from that and also my love of George Harrison that made me inspired to pick up the ukulele again and be more serious about it, and that's what happened.
Is there a lot of blues players that play the uke?
The only one I can think of is Lil Rev, but other than that, I can't think of anyone.
Okay.
Johnny, you live in Waukesha, actually.
Yes, I do.
Just a few blocks from where the holiday tragedy took place over the Christmas holiday. Tell us about how this affected you and the song that you wrote about it.
I wasn't at the parade when it took place because I was mainly with my mom doing errands, and I got home. And it wasn't until I was home when I started hearing sirens outside, which isn't really common. And then all of a sudden I turn on the news, and that's when I found out about what just happened, which was only just blocks from where I'm currently living. And that just made me shocked. And I just thought of doing something positive for the town that I love and where I'm living at. So that's why I wrote the song. And I decided to also record it for a part of the album, Playtime. And I'm hoping by sometime this month or next month during the summer, I hope to make a music video for the song Rockin' in Waukesha.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get back to live music with Johnny T-Bird in the Devil's Lair presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is from Playtime, and it's called Rockin' in Waukesha.
This is your song
about the tragedy in Waukesha.
Well, it's not really about the tragic event. Well, it's an upbeat song about Waukesha to get people in the spirit. My love song of Waukesha is all I'm trying to say, really.
Our love song, Waukesha. This is Johnny T-Bird live here in the Devil's Lair.
I got me a Gibson Les Paul. I learned how to play and I learned how to sing. I built me some connections who really showed me the way. Got my education from Carol too. Love the town so much I knew just what to do. Waukesha is where I'm gonna stay. I'll be rockin' in Waukesha. I'll be rockin' in the birthplace of Les Paul. I'll be rockin' west of Milwaukee. And no one's gonna take the rock away from me. Cause I'll be rockin' gonna take the rock away from me. No one's gonna take the rock away from me. No one's gonna take the rock away from me. No one's gonna take the rock away from me. No one's gonna take the rock away from me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Johnny T. Bird live in the Devil's
Lair. Love you, Waukesha.
Yeah, 101 FM, The Shaw, and AM 540. They're all listening right now, WAUK.
Okay.
Also here in Devil Radio 92.7. You know, Rocker, that had to be kind of exciting for you because you're from Waukesha, right?
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, you grew up there.
I was there for some time, yes.
Sometime, okay. All right. We're doing a changeover again. I do want to mention that the Devil's Lair is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Four locations, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street, Johnson Street. And there's pizza in their cells, salvatorestomatopies.com. We thank them for their sponsorship. And, of course, if you missed any portion of the Devil's Lair, you want to go back and re-listen, it will re-air tonight at midnight, tomorrow at 6 p.m., and again at midnight tomorrow. And you get the archives at maxincradio.com. I think we have another song. Is that right?
Well, first, Jimmy, we are still talking to Johnny. And because, you know, Johnny is at the Ooga Brewing Company on June 10th in Beaver Dam, right?
Yes.
And the Red Rooster, which used to be Knuckle Downs here in Madison, on June 11th. And then coming up on July 6th, you're at the Club 400 in Waukesha. Mm-hmm. That's a solo show.
Yep.
Tell our listeners again where they can find your new album and live music schedule online. What's your website?
JohnnyTbird.com.
JohnnyTbird.com. That's J-O-N-N-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And the last song, or this next song that you have for us tonight, because we might even have time for another song. So
okay.
If you pull one out of the hat. But right now, this song is called Motherless Child, and it's a cover song for you, correct?
Yes. This is something I usually do at my solo gigs, and that's one of the songs I do on the ukulele.
And so we're going to keep with the ukulele, Jimmy.
Excellent.
This is Motherless Child.
If I mistreat you, girl, I should only. One got the other. of the one man.
Johnny T. Bird.
Thank you.
Live in the Devil's Lair, along with the ukulele. Dude, I got to tell you, I'm kind of impressed.
Thank you.
The ukulele is not typically what one would think of a blues instrument, but it sounds cool, man. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
So we have a little more time. We got about, what, we have about 7 minutes left before the hard break at the top of the hour. Do you have another song that you could pull out?
Sure.
Do you need to switch to your guitar or keep the uke?
I'll keep the uke.
Gonna keep the uke. All right. So what are we gonna hear?
I'll play the first song I ever learned to play on the ukulele, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea.
All right. It's Johnny T. Bird live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. There it is, Johnny T. Bird.
Thank you.
Live in the Devil's Lair. Johnny, we cannot thank you enough driving all the way from Milwaukee to come play on our radio show. We cannot thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And real quick, give us the details of about tomorrow night. It's the big show. It's the CD release show.
Yes, the CD release party for our newest album, Playtime, is tomorrow at Lindemann's River West End. Doors open at 3 p.m. Show starts at 4 p.m. and it features our special guest, who's opening the show for us, Julia Lewandowski. And it's $10 to get in, and you can buy the new CD there at the show.
And you can say hi to Jim Lindemann, because he's the owner of the bar.
Yes.
Lindemann's. Jim Lindemann, he's a legend out there in Milwaukee. He's owned that club for as long as I can remember, I think.
Mm-hmm. It'll be our first time there, too.
Nice.
Well, awesome. Johnny, thank you very much. If you want to hit the download or get the podcast for this, it will be up on Monday. The replay will be tonight at midnight and then again tomorrow at 6 p.m. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rocker is coming up in just a couple of minutes. He'll have Max Inc. Heavy for you. We'll get him started off with some takeaways, Rotten Tommies, and Direct Hit. Hey, Tommy, thanks again. Or Johnny, thanks again. We really appreciate you, man.
Thank you again. It was a pleasure.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thanks, Jamie.
on when the rest.